You're listening to Marketplace Weekend as we continue our exploration of all things Olympic. In this week's episode, let's move to a trend that is apparently as old as the games themselves: financial corruption. Bribery, to put a fine point on it. In the case of Rio, there are allegations that lawmakers might have taken bribes to assign lucrative construction contracts for the venues for the games. There are plenty of other financial shenanigans at work, too. But according to Nigel Crowther, professor of classical studies at the University of Western Ontario, bribes have been part of the game since ancient Greece.
Well, it started in one of the founding myths of the Olympic Games when one of the local kings of the area, known as Pelops, bribed the charioteer of one of his rivals so that he could win the local princess. And that, I think, to a modern audience is a little strange. This idea of corruption should appear in one of the very founding myths of the Olympic Games.
Well, and it seems like ever since that time, too, then there were bribes for just about everything. Athletes throwing competitions, judges. I mean, how rampant was this even in ancient history?
It's difficult to tell how rampant it was because we only have little bits and pieces here and there. But if we put it together, we can find several different layers of bribery. One of them is that athletes bribed athletes. Say in boxing or running, somebody who was fairly rich and willing to break the rules, one athlete would bribe another athlete to win. It happened in boxing. It also happened in judging when some of the judges were a little bit, shall we say, not as impartial as they should be and favored their hometown athletes. And bribery was really part of the ancient world, unlike in the modern world. I don't think we get many examples today of athletes bribing athletes as we did in the ancient world.
How do you think that these games compare to previous times in terms of the level of corruption or scandal?
I think that remains to be seen. As far as I can tell, the level of corruption seems to be in Rio itself, not so much in the bidding process, although it was there, but it seems to be in the building process, the construction of the infrastructure, and that sort of thing. A little bit early to tell, but nothing like 2002.
One of the things that bothers people about the Olympics when they want to love it so much is this idea of sort of cheating. And you point out that that has been part of the history of the games ever since the beginning. Should we just accept that as part of the Olympics?
I think this is a very important question because it revolves around the idea of competition. And I think where there's competition, then there are going to be problems because it's the idea of winning at all costs. If we go back to ancient Greece, what we find is this, that the Olympic Games were not known in ancient Greek as Olympic Games. They were Olympic competitions. And therefore, this idea of contest invites, as it were, winning. And, of course, many people are going to win at all costs. And they're going to win at all costs because there are so many rewards, there's so much honor, there's so much glory, and eventually there are financial rewards. And I also want to emphasize that the spirit of competition, which is known as the agon in ancient Greece, this spirit of competition was part of everyday society. So it was a very competitive society, and this is something that distinguished it from other societies around the Mediterranean and elsewhere in the world. The agon, the spirit of competition, was found in all levels of life. And therefore, we see it to a great extent, of course, in sport.
That's Nigel Crowther, professor at the University of Western Ontario. Thank you so much for your perspective.
You're very welcome. Thank you.